Where in Siman Tav Kafir Ches, if Beis Machaber says, Mutter L'Shloach Lo, the Ramah says, Mutter L'Shloach Lo Adayinu Yehudi, you're allowed to send something to a non-Jew by using a non-Jew as a messenger on Yom Tov, Kigon Shetzarech L'Achzer Mashkon Leini Yehudi Alam, like you have to return a collateral to a strong non-Jew, V'chadom Elazer, something similar to that, where there is a big Tzorech, the Mishnah Berurah says, even though Amir L'Akam Estolas V'midur Bonon, V'akom Tzorech, like this, where there's such a need, so then we rely on those poskim who say that Arusha Sarabim is really only a Carmelis, which is also a Durabanan. So you have two Durabanans, one of Eskei Nandru to do something for you, and the second of a Carmelis. So Shvasashus Makom Tzorech, and it's going to be Mutter. The Mishnah Berurah says that even if there's no Chashash Sakana, there's just a Tzorech. So and that's enough. So you have to know, you have to ask Posek what's considered a tzorech enough to rely on a shus to shus. Mishnah Berurah says, in the darkei shalom, to make peace with the non-Jews, it also be permissible to rely on this shus to shus. So it's probably improper for a person to decide on their own, but a person should ask a Posek what is considered to be enough of a tzorech. Siv Gimel, Valkach Eitz, She'enu Miyuchad L'Shbud. If you took a piece of wood, which is not used only for to roast food, but you use it to roast food, you're not allowed to use it afterwards to you're not allowed to move it afterwards, because it's not considered to be a kli, it's just a piece of wood. Rather, you move it into a corner so that nobody will get hurt by it, even if there's no meat on it at all, and therefore it's really muksa, you're allowed to move it in order that no one get hurt. How do you move it? The Mishnah Berurah says you can't even tiltel it, really move it. You have to kick it or something like that. Move it with a tiltum and atzad, using something else to move it in order for it to be in a corner so that nobody will get hurt. The Mishnah Berurah says the reason it becomes muksa over here is because it becomes disgusting since it uses this piece of wood to roast. Therefore, it becomes so gross that it doesn't have a Torah's kli anymore, and it's going to be disgusting entirely. The Be'er Halacha asks, how come over here he says that you have to move it with tiltum and atzad in order that people not get damaged? But in Simchin Ches, Sivav, based on the Kolbo, the Shulchan Aruch said that Shivrei Kalim, broken pieces, in a place where someone could get hurt in the house, like glass or something like that, you're allowed to move it without tiltum and atzad. So the Be'er Halacha says maybe there's a greater danger over there in Shin Ches because glass is more dangerous. And therefore, they were afraid. So they said you don't need to use a shinui. Or the other possibility is that if you're machmir, like the poskim, really you should be machmir like the poskim over here. It's just the Shulchan Aruch over there was quoting the Kolbo, who says the Iker Hadin, but really, the real thing, we really should be machmir to do tiltum and atzad when, even when there is danger. However, the Mishnah Berurah says this is only when it's danger to a yachid. But if it's in a place where a lot of people walk around and it's yazoku rabim, there's a danger for a lot of people, so then you wouldn't even need tiltum and atzad to prevent danger. So again, to prevent danger for the rabim, you don't need to do tiltum and atzad. You can move the dangerous object straight out in a regular fashion. If it's to prevent danger from an individual or people in your home, so then the Be'er Halacha says in Shin Ches, it says you can move it normally, but really you should be machmir, like we have over here, that you should move it with tiltum and atzad, as it, the lashon is shomto umanicho bekeren zavis, so that people don't get injured. If there's no danger at all to anyone, it's already on the side, so you wouldn't be allowed to move it at all. And even if it's already in your hand, we learned earlier in Siman Shin Ches, well, when you have something muksa in your hand, you're not allowed to carry it wherever you want. You need to drop it right away. Some are making on a klisha malachta lisser, but for sure, something which is straight up muksa, you would need to drop immediately. The Rama adds, "Ulitzorch ochal nefesh, mutar l'tatal hakol afilu muksa." For ochal nefesh purposes, you can move anything. Even a muksa item can be moved for ochal nefesh. What does it mean, ochal nefesh? Not that you're not going to eat this, but you need that place where the muksa item is for food purposes. So then you're allowed to move that item in order to put food there or something like that. Dirshu points out the same thing with noye sukkah, that if a decoration falls on the table and then you're not able to eat, so you're allowed to move that in a normal fashion in order to be able to eat. Maybe it's better to do tiltum and atzad or tiltum begufo, but really doing it straight up is permissible because it's for ochal nefesh purposes.